And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of Kurt Vonnegut, born Indianapolis, 1922, author of Slaughterhouse-Five, Breakfast of Champions, Time Quake, many other books. Kurt Vonnegut, who wrote a piece called How to Write with Style and summed up his seven most important points. Find a subject you care about. Do not ramble. Keep it simple. Have guts to cut. Sound like yourself. Say what you mean. And pity the readers. He wrote, "I myself find that I trust my own writing most, and others seem to trust it most, too, when I sound most like a person from Indianapolis, which is what I am." It's the birthday of Fyodor Dostoevsky, born in Moscow, 1821, published his first novel, Poor Folk, in 1846, just 25 years old. A few years later, he was arrested for his affiliation with a group of radical thinkers called the Petrushevsky Circle. Sentenced to death, sentenced commuted to 4 years of hard labor in Siberia. When he was released, he married, served his time in the army, returned to St. Petersburg, and then went deep into debt and tried to get himself out of debt by gambling and became addicted to gambling and ended up losing more and more money. And in the midst of all of his troubles, he wrote a letter to his publisher outlining an idea for a new novel. He wrote, "It's the psychological report of a crime. The action is contemporary. A young man expelled from the university, a petty bourgeois, through light-mindedness and lack of steadiness in his convictions, falling under the influence of the strange ideas afloat in the atmosphere, decided to break out of his troubles at one stroke by killing an old woman. No one suspects or can suspect the young man, but unexpected feelings torment his heart, and he finishes by being forced to denounce himself." And that was the book that would become Crime and Punishment. Here's a poem for today by Tamara Madison, entitled Drop Dead. You spat it out like venom at your playground enemy, and it felt so good to say, "Drop dead." Late in life, it becomes a sweet mercy to imagine. 1 minute, you're treading the earth as ever. The next, you're gone. No hospitals, MRIs, CAT scans, surgery. No loved ones standing around wondering if you're still breathing and what to do with you in case you are. And though I'll never be ready for you to go, as long as it is your wish to leave this way, it is mine. And may it happen on a day when you are singing with friends, laughing at a joke, dancing in your living room. May it come to you before you know it, and you'll find yourself flying, a balloon cut loose, taking one last glance at this fond world that you have loved. Though it will feel so cold to us, this world without you, still, with all my heart, here is my wish for you, dear friend, mother, kindred soul, when the time comes, drop dead." A poem by Tamara Madison, Drop Dead, from her collection Wild Domestic, published by Pearl Editions and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.